congratulations tonight. What a tremendous defensive effort and a very unselfish performance by your team. 29 assists tonight.
Yeah, it was great. I thought the guys really did a good job of sharing the ball, spacing the floor. We turned good shots down. We got better shots. It was good. It was really good. And yet, I am a perfectionist. And I thought there were times in the second half we got a little bit. We were looking for our numbers. And yet, as a coach, I gotta let the players do their own thing sometimes and allow them to be some creative as long as they do it within the framework of what we're looking to try to do.
You know, speaking of Major, he was assertive tonight on offense, and that was really great to see. Ended up 8 for 11, but you could see he wanted it.
Yeah. I asked Major, one of the things I asked him to do, South Alabama's a really good team. They got great guards, great athleticism. They do good things. We really extended and disrupted them from what they like to do and made them beat us in other ways and made them score in other ways, and I think that was a factor. But they're not very big inside. And so I said, Major, you got to be more aggressive posting. You got to be more assertive. And I actually thought getting fouls called. And the officials were fine tonight. They let them play. But, I mean, Major only shoots one free throw. And yet I thought he was more aggressive. I thought he was more physical calling for the ball and taking advantage of a smaller defense.
Your scout tonight, and you preach this all the time, if your team follows the scout report, you got a good chance to win. Tonight, they were at the spot before South Alabama got to their spot offensively.
Well, I tell you what, you know, it's something that we do a good job with. Jason Shea had the scout tonight, and he also had the Texas win, and that was a big one. And, all my assistants do a terrific job with the scout. We watch tape, there aren't enough hours in a day for us to get all the tape watch that we want. And, of course, one of the things that I'll do is I spread my assistants out in the sense that I can't give Jason, for example, every game. He doesn't have a game now until I think maybe Georgia. You know, Coach Tony Jones has got LSU, and Tony's been working on LSU, you know, since, maybe Oklahoma State or something like that. So these guys are into it. They're prepared. They know that I'm going to watch every single game tape, and if I see something that's not in that report, they're going to hear about it. So they're really, really sharp and on top of their games.
Bob mentioned 29 assists, which is great. And the players, the floor spacing was great. But the players they're starting to get a feel for where the other ones are going to be. You know,
right.
I mean, they really seem to be coming together as a team.
Yeah, I think so, too. And when you start seeing the guys doing the same things over and over again, like you see Chris getting those shots or you see Major getting looks inside. You know, I thought Andre Patterson got some really good looks in there early. And I've asked Andre to try to score more and try to be more aggressive and make defenses stop him. Dane Bradshaw just makes everybody else better. His plus-minus in the first half, I think, was like plus 21. And I don't know, what did we go up at halftime?
You're up
15.
Like 15. That means when Dane was on the floor, we were up 21. It's huge, and yet he didn't score very much. But he has 8 assists and no turnovers. He just makes everybody else better.
Tennessee improves to 9-1 on the season as the Volunteers beat South Alabama tonight, 87-69. Major Wingate led Tennessee in scoring with 17 points, 16 points for C.J. Watson, and 5 assists on the night as Watson becomes the fourth player in Tennessee history with 500 assists. He's now at 503, and also only the second player to have both 1,000 points and 500 assists. The other one, Tony Harris, so C.J. Watson in pretty good company now. He becomes the 18th player in SEC history with 500 assists. You can't say enough about C.J. Watson, Coach, the job he's doing and the season he's having leading this basketball team.
He is. He's leading. And I tell you what, he's a guy that sometimes I absolutely positively take C.J. Watson for granted. There's no question. Because I know what I'm getting. You know what you're getting every night out. And, I thought tonight, once again, late in the game, he takes over and we run some offense and we get him some screens and he goes, makes plays. And he's one of our guys that can make tough shots. He can make tough twos. And that's important. And just he just waits to take what the defense gives him. And, he doesn't turn the ball over. I mean, you name it. He's just so solid.
He never gets out of control, and
right.
He never makes bad decisions.
Right. And the thing I like about this team is obviously, like, I don't want them to be as spastic as I am, I don't want them to – I want them to try to defend and be as passionate, as aggressive about certain things. But CJ is so calm. See, one of the things that people talk about is they criticize CJ because he doesn't talk a lot. He's not a leader. You know, and so it's easy to criticize him when he's when you're not winning. But his demeanor is actually has a calming effect on the team. He doesn't panic, and that's part of, you know, handling adversity, so on and so forth. And defensively, he does play physically. He plays aggressively, and as long as he plays that way, I don't care if he doesn't act like I do.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, too, the players have confidence in him that if they get open, that he'll get them the ball. And that's a big thing, too, for a point guard.
It is. And this is also a system where the ball is terrifically shared. If CJ was in a system where we were having the point guard have to make the pass all the time, then he would be averaging many more assists. But we have a lot of assists, and yet CJ doesn't, you know, he's still right there with the leaders in the SEC. But you think, since we have so many more assists than, you know, we're the team leaders, he'd be way on top. He's not, because we do share the ball so much.
Well, and you know, and I've been watching basketball for years and years and years, and you can just tell a team that really doesn't care who gets the shots. For instance, Lofton, he had 9 shots the first half, had a great first half. He only takes 2 shots the second half. Yet you can tell it doesn't bother him.
No. Now, really, and he's a good example of a guy that's not out there hunting his own. He's out there taking what the defense gives him also. And yet, here's the deal. When you go up against better teams and you go up against tougher defenses, then you have to have those guys hunt their own a little bit, because they got to make plays. It's just when to make plays and knowing what their strengths are and staying away from their weaknesses.
Tonight, Tennessee wins 87-69 over South Alabama.